The automakers had been developing cars to sell across the country with lower emissions because they'd wanted to meet the standards in the very lucrative California market. But now, says auto industry analyst John McElroy, who hosts Autoline.tv, the Trump administration says it won't allow California to set those low standards any longer.
This has triggered this battle royale that has got California against the Trump administration and vice versa, and it has split the auto industry right down the middle.
Ford, Honda, BMW, and Volkswagen all on California's side, while Toyota, GM, Fiat Chrysler, and a coalition of international automakers have sided with the president. It's something California State Senator Scott Wiener says he hopes people remember.
I hope that some people who care about reducing pollution, that people will look and see which manufacturers actually care about their kids' health and which don't.
The Environmental Defense Fund has filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration, and that is the lawsuit the automakers on the president's side say they're going to intervene in. But McElroy says he thinks it won't be the last.
We're probably going to see a protracted court battle that is almost undoubtedly going to end up in the Supreme Court. It'll be interesting to see who sues first.
Megan Goldsby, KCBS.